Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, he spent a lot of time in the trenches. It's Wally Williams. What's going on, Wally?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
how are you,
man?
Sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How you fellas doing up there?
Doing well. Now you know all about this Ravens-Steeler robbery. You spent 6 years with the organization, 3 in Baltimore. And we know, but we've heard from Ike Taylor. You know, we've heard from Mike McCrary. We've heard from some of the former players. But I know no one could tell this story like you tell this story. What were some of the unique things said in the trenches across the battle lines between the Ravens and the Steelers? Things that you can – and you're a radio veteran, so you know what you can and can't say.
Well, you know, it gets personal. And I'm going to kind of, you know, go a little bit deeper because I've had to see these guys in 2 different uniforms.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know, the really the cultivation of the rivalry, you know, okay, we got to go back to – it started in Cleveland. Okay, it started in Cleveland. And, you know, when I got to Cleveland and understood how deep-rooted this thing was, I mean, it's not only players talking about each other, mamas and daddies, but it's fans too. Okay, and it spills over from there because it's such a – really that area of the country and Cleveland and Pittsburgh kind of similar. They're blue-collar – kind of steel and back during the revolutionary day, Industrial Revolution, these cities were competing against each other way back then. Okay, so when you get that in Cleveland, now we're bringing that same dynamic over to Baltimore. I mean, it got very personal. That was a team that we always had to be on the lookout for. If we had to get out of our division, okay, we had to go through Pittsburgh. That's just the way it was. And there's, you know, some similarities to right there with that today. So, look, very, very up close and personal, man. I had college teammates that we're not friends anymore because they played for the Steelers.
Wow. Wow.
It got, you know, that is a heated rivalry. I've always disliked the Steelers from when I was a kid. And it's still like that right now. Even listening to the game and the buildup and everything like that, it takes me right back on the field to fighting against those guys because it is a deep-rooted hatred. And it was instilled in Cleveland. It's still bubbling right now because we always got something to compete with at the end of the season. Somebody's trying to go somewhere. So when you have that kind of temperament, it's always up close and personal.
Well, Wally, I asked McCrary the same question yesterday. I'm curious what you have to say. If there was one teammate in particular that really despise Pittsburgh. And I have someone in mind, but I'm wondering if there's one Raven you played with more than any other that just despised and hated the Steelers.
Well, you know, in my era, you know the name was going to come up. It's going to be Zeus. It's going to be Orlando
yes.
Brown.
Yes.
That's what Jerry said yesterday.
That was my name. That was
right.
My name.
Look, you know, these things were passed on to us from our very first day in Cleveland. I'm going to give you a story about this right here. And only us Cleveland guys can share this story. So we came into training camp in 1995, okay, in Cleveland. And we were, I don't know if you guys remember this, but in 95, before the announcement of us moving, we were predicted to go to the Super Bowl. Okay, we were Sports Illustrated's choice to go to the Super Bowl in 95. Research that, look it up, we're on the front cover. Okay? All right. So we're coming into training camp and we had just lost to the Steelers 3 times in 94, okay? And this was to go to the playoffs. Coming to that 95 season, that's the deal, that's the prediction. We come into training camp. Very first day of training camp, we're running some plays, getting our pads up on us a little bit, we mess up a play, a run play, all these things. Belichick goes off. He goes deep in. Like, he goes postal. Okay, and we're just sitting there like, man, it's the first day of practice. What is his problem? Okay, he gave us a Pittsburgh Steelers defense and ran a blitz that we messed up the year before and could not block. But this is the first day of training camp, and he's giving us the same blitz package to pick up.
He's been holding this all offseason.
Wait a minute. He held it all offseason, and we didn't play the Steelers to week 10.
Jeez.
Okay, so yes, it was instilled in us way back then, okay, and it has carried over to where we are right now. Okay, that hatred is still right there. It's just, I think it's more hatred in Baltimore now than it is in Cleveland. That's how much I think it's changed and moved over into where we are the more dominant, where we're dominant guys in the division now.
That's because the Ravens have been on top more than Cleveland was, and the Ravens won a couple of Super Bowls. They didn't do that in Cleveland. Here with Wally Williams, former Brown, Cleveland Brown and Baltimore Raven, he knows this rivalry from both sides. I asked Ike Taylor this question yesterday, and I want to hear your response to it, Wally. And in sports, hatred is healthy. It's different than regular society hate. Hate is just part of the game. But at the same time, you tend to respect those that you hate so much in sports. How much respect do you have for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I have plenty of respect. Yeah, I have a lot of guys who are, you know, are friends now after those Pittsburgh days. But, you know, during that time, look, we had to get over those guys to get anything going. And it's the same thing now with the guys going back and forth today. Eric Green, you know, he was a Steeler and a Raven. We're great friends.
I went to college with him. I know. Big Si.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
LeVar Kirkland. Okay. Me and him have seen each other face to face, up close and personal. But we're friends right now. Ernie Mills, a wide receiver. Good friends right now. So, look, we always respect each other because you expect high level competition. And that's part of the hatred, the underbelly of the hatred that you look at. If you guys are big movie buffs and you've seen the Tombstone, mm-hmm. There's a part in that movie where Doc Holliday is talking to one of the cowboys. Is like, you know, this guy reminds me of me a little bit. I know I hate him. Okay, that's the whole concept of this right now. Those guys play a tough, rugged brand of football, kind of like we do. So I know I can't stand those guys because they remind me of me. So that's the attitude that you got to have.
Jerry, is this not what Ike Taylor said basically yesterday as well?
Yep.
It's like looking in the mirror.
Yep.
Yeah.
But what I was saying, and I've been saying, Wally, this is the walking, living definition of a rivalry where you have the all-time series between the two teams and the games themselves as being close. You talked about Cleveland and Pittsburgh. I don't think Cleveland's won a game in Pittsburgh in 16 years, so I don't consider that a rivalry, much less anymore.
Right. I agree. It's not a rivalry unless you have something on the line. Now, the city dynamic, and that's what historically, a city dynamic, they have a city rivalry, and that's how that's going to stay in that region of the country. But like I said, the Ravens and the Steelers rivalry has, I think, gone way past, you know, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. It's always more on the line. It's more competitive teams. And like you said, there's more Super Bowls that we're trying to attain. So I think it's way deeper. I think it's way more personal as players, okay, as players on the field. I think it's way more personal with Baltimore and Pittsburgh now, and it's always going to be a strong physical game because the Raven way is much like the Steeler way as well. Okay, and that's why these guys don't like each other.
When your idols become your rivals. Real quick. I'm going to tell you about rivalries, Jerry. He brought up LeVar Kirkland. LeVar Kirkland, true story. Yes. You know, he went to Clemson.
Yeah.
And for a little while, he was, I guess, dating my cousin. So I was at my uncle's house, and she brought him to the house. This is what rivalries are really about. This is a college rivalry.
Dating the cousin, static.
This is a rivalry. So he brought him, she brought him to my uncle's house. We were watching the ACC basketball tournament at the time. Mm-hmm. So Tina brought him in, introduced him to us, and instantly I was new to the Carolinas, so I didn't really understand Clemson and Carolina rivalry yet, but this is what made me understand it. She introduced him to Lavon Kirkland. He plays for the Steelers. And big dude, he is huge. Am I right, Wally? He is.
Definitely.
He was the biggest linebacker in the NFL at the time.
So
my uncle looks at him and says, "You like college basketball?" Lavon said, "Yes, I like college basketball." He said, "Well, sit down and watch. You went to Clemson." My uncle's a USC fan. He's a South Carolina fan. He told him to sit down and watch it because he went to Clemson. Didn't shake the man's hand. Didn't do nothing, man. So that's how college rivalries are.
Hardcore.
I looked at both. I'm like, okay, this thing is serious. So I know rivalries from both sides. Hey, man, Wally, it's going to be a big game Sunday. Who wins it?
Baltimore. I'm staying with the Ravens. I think the Ravens offense is going to get that run game going. They're going to get back to that, show that power run game. And I think the defense is going to make a couple big plays because Ben will give you one or two. Okay, he will give you one or two. So I think our Ravens pull it out, man. I think they win by at least a touchdown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.